take a seat, sit back, and relax, because you are listening to Real Talk Radio, where the talk gets real. Real Review, Wonder Woman, 1984.
Welcome everybody to Real Talk Radio. This is your boy Justin JLB, and it is Real Review time. And I am with Mr. Hollywood himself, Ihabo, where we are going to review Wonder Woman 1984. So Ihabo, let's talk about it.
Beautiful. Hello, Justin LeBlanc. I'm glad that you watched it because I wanted to talk to somebody and you had said you watched the first one and now you watch the second one. Tell me you didn't pay $29.99.
Okay. No.
Dude, I didn't like it.
Well, okay. So you're what you would call a DC fan, correct? You like the movies.
Hold on. That's a big statement. I need to correct it. I am a fan of superhero movies, of course. I love Batman, Superman, Wonder Woman, Iron Man, Hulk, and all that. Okay. But time and time again, Justin, Marvel, they know how to do their shit when they make a movie or when they have a storyline or whatever. What was the point of this? I think the only thing I got out of it, now she can fly. That's how you move the story forward. Now she can fly. That's it. That's all I got. Mandalorian wasn't menacing. The cheetah sucked. Yes. Like, I was expecting a lot more. The fact that the whole movie is about stones and bringing back wishes, I'm like, for real?
I don't know. I didn't mind that. So, okay. Because, look, so obviously, I didn't watch the original Wonder Woman. I watched it the day before. I said, okay, I'll watch the first one, and then I'll watch the second one. The WW 1984. Wonder Woman 1984. Mm-hmm. Because I wanted to get a backstory. And by the way, if you haven't watched the first one, for anybody listening and wants to watch 1984, I highly recommend you actually do watch the first one first.
You have to. So you can know the story with her love guy and Chris Pine and coming back and all that shit.
Right. So you really have to. Some people are like, oh, you don't necessarily need to. But no, you actually need to. After watching the first one, then watching 1984, you absolutely have to. Or it's not going to be, well, a lot of people don't like it, such as Mr. Ihabo over here. But you're not even going to like it even more if you don't do that. So when was the last time you watched the original, the other one?
I watched it enough times, to be honest, to remember everything.
Okay, fair.
And I like the first one. The first one as a good, like starting Genesis story and all that. And even after that, I liked her in Justice League. I liked her in Batman versus Superman. But here, I find that they didn't, like, they hyped it too much, Justin. And when I watched it, I was like, okay.
Well, that's usually the issue, right? Anything, whether it's video games, movies, it's been taking forever for, you know, this was what, 2017, the first one came out. Yes, we've seen her spots in various other ones, but it doesn't really do it justice. What I did notice, though, you'll be able to correct me on her name. The actress who plays Wonder Woman.
Gal Gadot.
That's it. Certainly looked more confident as Wonder Woman in this one. And I think her playing in three other movies definitely helped her out with that.
I like that. That's a good point. And yes, I agree with you on that. I'd like to put in a little 2 cents about the whole Egyptian Cairo thing. There was a lot of accuracy. There was a lot of accuracy in what she said, in the signs, in the words. Coming from an Egyptian guy, a lot of Egyptians were impressed with that part.
Okay.
Such as my brother, my cousin, when we all watched it this weekend. We're like, oh, shit, I got this right. Oh, shit, I got this right.
Mm-hmm.
But let me ask you something. Visually, to your eyes, and be honest, Justin, did you feel you were in the 80s?
I did, in fact, actually I did. I kind of did. The mall, okay, now I wasn't a crazy on the mall scene per se towards the beginning with her capturing the bad guys. But it did give me an 80s feel. It really honestly did. I just thought that fighting sequence was a tad cheesy. I felt like it looked a little bit too fake.
Where? Which one?
The mall scene I'm referring to right now.
The mall scene is where? At the beginning?
At the beginning. It's basically where she captures the guys who were stealing, I think they were stealing something from the jewelry store or something.
Okay.
She captures the guys because they're about to run away. The guy drops his gun and gun. And then she randomly comes and then she winks at the little girl towards the end, like, don't tell her. Right at the beginning.
Okay. You don't... confession. I watched half an hour in.
Oh, how? You don't even have an excuse of a theater. Or did you go to the theater?
I went to have dinner with my brother yesterday, and him and his wife had already watched the first 30 minutes. So we continued from there. But I already seen the opening scene on IMDb. Like the actual opening scene when she was a kid and she's jumping and doing all the exercises.
It might have been maybe a tad bit useless to the entire story of the second one. Mm-hmm. Except I think they only use one thing out of showing us all that. She uses one of the sayings like at the end of what her mother told her. But that I enjoyed because I was just fresh out of her leaving
Wonder
her.
Woman 1, yeah, and the Amazon thing. And
so that I liked. That I enjoyed. I read a lot of people was like, why was this even in it? I don't know. I thought it was cool. Her, you know, still trying to struggle to... I like the messages, I think, is my thing. I like the messages of to be who you are, to
of
never...
Of course. 100%. I agree with you, Justin. They had a good message. But it got diluted. The message got diluted with the whole, you know. Okay. Sorry, Justin.
Mm-hmm.
In the first one, Ares, the bad guy, is a god. He's right. Menacing. He's a bad guy. He's a god. Oh my god! How is she gonna beat him?
Right.
Mando was a fucking wishing well. I didn't give a shit about him. He wasn't menacing. And Cheetah was just a girl that was jealous of her. Again, she wasn't menacing. Even when she's beating her armor and breaking it, and I'm like, okay. Like, I didn't feel, oh, shit.
Right.
I felt, oh, shit, in Wonder Woman, the first one, with Ares. I felt, oh, shit, in Batman versus Superman when they created Doomsday. I felt, oh, shit, in Justice League when they're trying to get the stones and... those square cube things. There was a threat. I didn't feel there was a threat here.
Okay, and... I can maybe agree with that. I think they certainly messed that up because the Cheetah portion was bad, but I liked how Barbara was Barbara, you know, yeah. The geeky thing. I liked how she was slowly turning and she realized
she did the clock.
Mm-hmm. And then, you know, she was starting to get used to her powers. I still even liked her at the White House. When she pushed them away, like, no, you have to, I still like that. It's just her turning to Cheetah, forget about it. I didn't care. It was stupid. So that's where, yes, I do agree with you. They certainly messed up on, they could have certainly had a better feud there and a crazier fighting scene. Because now, we're spoiling everything, but now Wonder Woman gets her powers, right? Which I'll get back to why I didn't like how that happened there, but now she gets her powers and she's ready to face her. I didn't like how her facing her, she still kind of whipped her butt, but I'm like, you have the same powers as Wonder Woman. So you have the same powers as a god. And technically speaking, you should even have more powers because you have all the powers from the people wishing all over the world.
Correction. At the beginning, she wished to be like Diana. So she started getting powers and she beat that guy and she threw him in the truck. But right. Then when they're on the plane, her and Mando, she goes, I want to be something different. I'm tired of being like everybody else. I want to be an apex predator. And that's when he gave her the wish of becoming Cheetah.
Right.
So
wouldn't that have been stronger than Wonder Woman? Is it Apex Predator supposed to be somewhat like an unresistible force? or an irresistible force?
Well, no. Technically, Wonder Woman, bro, in the DC world, she's as strong, if not stronger, than Superman. So Wonder Woman is one of the most powerful superheroes out there.
Okay.
So to answer your question, technically, Cheetah is not as strong. She can fight her. She got her powers. She's strong and all that. But she's not as strong as Wonder Woman, to be technical and you know, all okay. that.
Okay.
I have a question, something I missed. Me and my brother couldn't figure it out. At the end, when she went to talk to him as he's doing the broadcast, why was there so much wind and she couldn't reach him and she like fell down and she had to tie him with the lasso? What the fuck was that?
Good question. I took that as
the wishes are coming strong and she can't reach him.
So strong because it's the wishes of world, right? So the wishes are coming in so strong and he's granting all these wishes, it's creating a force.
Justin, I'm going to cut you off. My brain agrees with you, but my testicles are not agreeing. They have a problem with this garbage.
Yeah. Kind of weird. Yeah, I was still a little put off by it. But I guess that's why she couldn't take her lasso and throw it at first while he went to the, the main portal, if you will, when she got rid of the camera, and then he went towards the main portal to like still get all the juices from the people who are wishing. I don't know. It was kind of weird, like because she couldn't get her lasso, and then she does. We find out that kind of was cool how that happened. Is it because we all thought, of course, we thought she was talking to him, but in fact she was talking to everybody, which.
Yeah.
Cool. You know, I did enjoy that. It just ruined the whole Barbara thing because then we kind of see, like, I don't really know what happens to Cheetah or whatever. Or keep in mind, I'm not a DC fanboy. I don't know.
No worries.
I don't know these characters. I don't read comics. I hardly watch the Batman versus Superman movie. So I'm very, I don't even think you know, it's mainly through the comics anyways, I think anyways, that you would know of Cheetah. But yeah, I don't know. It just, I think that was a turnoff for a lot of people and I completely understand that.
I want to tell you something else, Justin. You have to compare to where the people are successful. Why is Marvel so successful, right? Why did Avengers Endgame beat Titanic and it was so popular and everybody loved it and cried? Why was Marvel successful? Two words. Kevin Feige. Kevin Feige is the executive producer, the big boss of Marvel. Meaning,
right.
This guy will tell you, okay, you are the director of Black Panther, for example, okay? You're going to take Black Panther, you're going to create the world, and you're going to be the director. Do what you want. I trust you. Be creative as much as you want. But this scene has to be done in the movie. He will make sure that there's certain scenes that follow the big storyline and Thanos and all that, he has an oversight. When you have one boss, Justin, that monitors 21 movie or 22 movies as an arc, you can go wrong, but you're monitored. You have somebody, a supervisor, that's watching where we're going. With DC, it's very willy-nilly.
Yeah, and for sure. This was, the thing with Marvel was, they planned it. It was planned way ahead of time. You mentioned having these certain scenes in these movies so that everything could connect at the end. Yes. So absolutely, DC did not have this. It was more so, all right, you're doing this film. This other guy does this film. Whatever happens, cool story. They treated everything like a
separate.
One film, separate, rather than a universe.
And
so
I don't
course,
like that. Because you have to understand, I am a fan, like you said, not so much in terms of comics. Like, I never read comics when I was a kid. I'm not that knowledgeable. Mm-hmm. But when I watched Aquaman, again, big hype, big special effects, underwater, all kinds of things. But when I watch it, I'm like, was this before or after Justice League? I'm so confused. Did he get the fucking thing or not? It didn't follow. It didn't follow. Because when you watch any Marvel movie, it follows, bro. Like, it picks up from the next scene, almost.
Right.
Everybody's building on everybody's work. meaning, Justin, you did Black Panther and this is Wakanda. Okay, next movie when I use Wakanda, I'm going to do exactly what you did. My Wakanda is going to look exactly like your Wakanda. Tu comprends? It's like they build on each other. They don't start from scratch. I watch Aquaman. I'm like, nah, big fluff. But at the end, what is it? He's still Aquaman and he got an trident. How did we move the story forward? Like today when I was telling you, how did we move the story forward with Wonder Woman? She can fly. That's it. Nothing much changed for me. She's still Wonder Woman, lasso and blah, 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 and blah, 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 and blah, blah, blah.
And she can make a plane invisible.
Oh, yes, correct. Bravo, Justin. I forgot about that one. That was sexual behavior. She made the plane very invisible, and that was awesome. Yeah, but like, okay, how about this? If you want to crush that movie, watch Infinity War or Endgame. It's going to crush it for you. You're going to feel like, what is this garbage? What happened with my cousin is that my cousin had a friend over. They watched Interstellar. Mm. And I think shortly after, the next day, they were drinking and his friend slept over. So one night they watched Interstellar, almost 3-hour movie. And then the next day they watched Wonder Woman 84. So I'm like, obviously you're going to fear it. Right. It's a downgrade. You're going to feel somewhat of a downgrade.
Well, I mean, totally two different movies, though. I thought Interstellar was pretty decent. I don't know how. So maybe I would say, yes, Interstellar is better, I guess, if we want to compare the two because of the story. And so I don't know. Like, story-wise, I think the first one definitely told a better story.
Yeah. Yeah.
I still liked, though, the relationship between Wonder Woman and Steve.
That, right? Her love life?
Yeah.
Steve, yeah. Chris Pine.
I thought that was still dope. I thought that was nice. I liked how they did the spin between first one he was showing her around and the second one she's showing him around.
Bravo.
Like, yeah, that.
Yeah.
I thought that was cool. And the reason why I think 1984 is maybe a tad bit better is because I feel that they both were successful in the sense of this two first acts, if you will. Let's say if it was a 3-act movie, the two first acts of the film were kind of even, for me, at least. Because there wasn't a whole lot going on for me in the first movie. Okay, so whatever. The whole her in her island there, that was good. Then him showing her around, I was kind of bored until we see the trenches.
Right, and then, we got to the war, but when you got to the World War One and the Nazis, yeah.
You got granted, I like the, I forget her name, the poison gas person.
Oh, yes, the girl with the mask there, and she wants to poison.
Was very disappointed that they didn't make her have a bigger role, because I was excited for maybe Wonder Woman somehow to face her.
Correction. She is just the scientist that gives that mustard gas thing, or the gas, to the bad guy. And we think he's the bad guy, but then you discover, no, hold on, we're going one step higher. It's Ares, the bad guy. Oh, shit, that's a god. I got a boner. You know what I mean? Like, you keep finding that there's more. We keep going to the level, next level, boss level. Okay, level 10. With this one, from the beginning, you see him. He wants to have more power, corporate guy, blah, blah, blah. And she's just jealous and she wants wishes. It's weak. It's weak. Sorry, I went negative. Sorry.
No, that's fine. Be negative. It's subjective here. Yes, so I agree. There was definitely a better twist in the first one, because at first you don't know who it is, and then boom, we find out who it is, and I was like, oh, snap, okay. You know, when she's on that tower there, and Steve leaves, and then she's like, oh, okay, so who is it? And then, bam, we see it's Patrick there, who's Ares, technically.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, mm-hmm. I have to give props to the girl, the little girl that did the opening scene. Leia, she played young Wonder Woman, right? Young Diana. When she's competing with them, the opening scene, and she's running and jumping and all that. That little girl did all these stunts.
Mm.
That little petite, that little 9-year-old girl, whatever. Okay. Where she was running and jumping and competing and throwing and all that. That and riding the horse. That little girl is the stunt person. She did everything that you're seeing.
Wow. Okay.
Exactly. So I have to give props to that little girl.
I think they really messed up with the green screening and the CGI in 1984, though. Because that whole, when they're in Egypt, and that whole, if I'm not mistaken, it's Egypt, that whole truck scene.
Yes.
I felt like there was a lot of CGI there. Even when she was like running towards the trucks and she's kind of running, floating. It's not that she's flying yet. She's like running, floating. It felt very weird to me. Like, I get it. It's Wonder Woman. Sure, she can do whatever. She can do it. But
the running was weird.
Fake. Yeah. Yeah. So that's what kind of, and I guess if I wouldn't have noticed it, then it was good enough. But because I noticed it was a bit off, I was like, okay. And yeah, I don't know. Like, I don't see why so many people are giving it. Like, I don't
because
see
why so many. Because of the hype, Justin.
Yeah.
They hyped us for a year. Wonder Woman 84. Oh my God, Wonder Woman. Chris Pine is back. He's coming back. How he died. Oh my God. Oh my God. And then you watch it and it's a rock that grants wishes. Really? That's how you start the movie? We're going to have a rock that grants wishes? And the language of the gods. Ooh! You can do better than that, man. You can come up with a better concept. Like, I like that. That's their loophole to bring back Chris Pine. Like, to bring back Steve. She wished he came back in another body.
And they did that pretty well. I liked how they did that too.
Yeah.
At first, you didn't know who he was. And by the way, was there anything within that body that he took or no? That has nothing to do with anything?
Within 8 seconds. Ask me again, sorry.
Was there any like comic book fanboyism into the body that he took? That
no.
Chris took? Nothing?
Random dude.
Random dude. Random dude. Okay, just making sure.
Random dude, but she met him at the end, right? At the end of the movie, he came with the scarf and blah, blah, blah. And she told him, nice outfit. Oh, my friends make fun of me. I'll see you around. Merry Christmas. That's that guy.
Right.
Is she going to fall in love with him and try again?
I think he kind of rejected her then, though, because she was like, oh, nice outfit. And she was going to try to, like, keep the conversation going. And he kind of just ended it with, like, oh, well, I'll see you around. Happy holidays. Bye. You know? Because you could tell she's still missing Steve and so on. I felt like they maybe shouldn't have. I found it was obvious that she was trying to like get with him. Maybe I'm reading it into too much there. But I felt like she seemed desperate in that scene. I get you want to point to the fact that, yes, you're still missing Steve and you see the guy and so on. But I felt in that scenario, she seemed very desperate. Like she wanted to cling on to him sort of deal. And I get the whole scenario as to why, but you've already did your best for the world and so on, and you let him go and whatever have you. It just, I don't know, it seemed a bit more like Wonder Woman. I think they want to make it Hollywood-esque, make a whole love story, and I love their little love story. But if you're going to have an empowering role for a woman as the lead actress, don't make it so that she absolutely needs a guy.
Okay. I would like to, with all due respect, I'd like to argue that point.
Sure.
I got it differently, Justin. I got it that she loved him. She was super happy that he came back. She didn't want to let go of her wish, but she had to for the world. I agree with that part.
Mm-hmm.
Once she let go and he went back or like left, she got her strength, blah, 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 saved the world. And at the end, we're seeing Christmas. People are playing with the snow and kids are around. People are hugging. And this doofus comes. And I'm going to argue that she's not desperate. He just showed up and they're telling you he's there. Is she going to love him again? Is she capable of love again? Because she told Steve, I'm never going to love again, right? Cheesy, but she told him, I'm never going to love again. Would she be able to love again? It left it open. I can't tell you, yes, she's going to go after him. She's desperate. Or no, she just chose the mission or the world and she's not going to love again. They left it open for us as a viewer. because you showed me the guy, you showed me that they had a conversation and my outfit. Oh my God, you just made my day. You're saying he rejected her. I think he was flirting. And then she didn't ask him out or anything. So he's like, okay, happy holidays and blah, blah, blah. But he's around.
She felt that he cut her off, though, because I think she was asking him a question and he kind of coldly answered it, like not in a mean way, but just like, yeah, yeah, okay, I got to go, though, kind of thing. Okay, happy holidays. I don't know. Maybe I have to re-see that scene again or something. Yeah, I thought
he didn't cut her off.
But not that he brushed her off, but it was more like she says, oh, nice, whatever, a nice outfit. Oh, yeah, my friends make fun of me all the time, da, da, da. And then, well, I don't forget what the other question was that she had asked him. But then he kind of answers it like, yeah, yeah. And he's like, anyways, have yourself a happy holidays. And boom.
Again, not a big part of the movie. That's not the part that ruins it or saves it for me.
No, now, no.
I just remembered, I have to ask you a question about the son, Mandalorian's son. When they're sitting in the office and he's like, Dad, I wish I had your greatness. And he touched him. Did he get anything? Did anything happen at that point? Because I didn't understand that part. And then later on, when the world is going to shit, he's like, Dad, I wish you were here. And then his dad came and he told him, I'm a loser and blah, blah. He's like, it's okay. I wished you were here. Which wish worked? Because I didn't understand. Do you have an answer? Did you get any of that? What's your vibe?
So I don't think his dad, I wish you were here, did anything. Because ultimately, the reason why he ended up going after Alistair, the son, is because he denounced all the wishes. So it stopped everything. And that's where we saw the missiles disappearing again and everything going back to normal and whatever.
Correction, he heard his son's wish, bro. When he was getting everybody's wishes and granting, he heard his son's wish and he started running. He's like, I gotta go save my son. I gotta go save Alistair. And then he denounced his wishes and then he went to save his son.
Yes, but I think the denouncing of the wishes, so him wishing he was here wouldn't have done anything. I think that was just a whatever, I wish you were here. Because technically speaking, his son wouldn't be able to have another wish. His son had already wished for something.
But that's what I'm saying. The first one, Justin, did it work?
Well, I don't know, because I don't know what wishing for your greatness would mean. Because he didn't wish that he would be great like his dad. He wished that his dad would be great.
He wished for dad to have his dad's greatness. And we felt, he got his power.
Right.
Again, did you see how the movie, do you see how it's not clear, bro? Do you see how it's not well done for us to be understanding? My brother understood something, you understood something, and I understood something. Bro, it's a superhero movie. It's not fucking Inception or Tenet or Kaiser Sose, Usual Suspect. Like, come on, man. I'm upset that we're not able to align on something that as simple as somebody's making. Justin, what was the point of the costume? The golden thing that she was wearing.
Oh,
beat the shit out of the wings. She dropped the wings. She beat Cheetah in the water. Costume or no costume is the electricity that got her down. And then she went. She couldn't reach Mando because of the wind and the wishes were too powerful. She sat down and she used her lasso. That costume did not do anything for me. And you're putting it on the poster like, oh my God, we're going to jizz on that costume. But ça rien fait. I'm sorry, Justin. I am sorry. You're marketing something, and then at the end, it doesn't play anything in the story. Like, it protected her from Cheetah's punches. Got it. And Cheetah was so strong that she beat it, the wings, and she almost destroyed it. And then Diana dropped the wings. All right. Meh.
Okay, but you got where Wonder Woman had told Steve about the costume, right? Back in the house, he's like, oh, what's this? It's in the bag. Oh, it was the costume of the greatest gods of our time. So basically, her putting that on was kind of like, now...
It was the greatest, greatest warrior in the Amazons.
Oh, excuse me.
The greatest warrior from that clan on the island, right? Like the island where she grew up. The greatest warrior was wearing that. And I guess to your point, she's wearing the mantle. Now she's the greatest warrior. She's accepting responsibility, blah, 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 blah.
So I did like that, but I agree with you. It seemed kind of pointless in that fight. I think that fight really, if it was orchestrated better, it probably might have saved the movie for a lot of viewers. I think that fight really ruined it for a lot of people, because ultimately there really was no big fight. The only fight we could think of, which was very minimal, was the White House fight and or the truck situation, which
Exactly. I agree.
Or that they should have orchestrated that fight a little bit better, even too, at the White House, make it a bit more crazier, so a lot more people could have could remember something out of that. They definitely messed up on the cheetah fight, and I think them messing around with CGI really forced their hand to do anything with that. That's why they made it at night. You couldn't really see much CGI. I think that's why, because they didn't perfect it enough either, so that we can. I don't know. They, CGI fights never work out, man. I don't know. I'm not a fan of CGI usage in battle scenes. So they certainly got lazy off.
I say it again, bro. It's about the bad guy. The bad guy is not menacing. CGI or not CGI?
I liked him.
You liked him? Mando?
Yeah. I liked Mando. I didn't mind him at all. I thought he played a good... I didn't mind how what he was doing. I really didn't. However, what they should have maybe have done is he got Barbara in a more crazier way. And if he would have said, all right, now you got to face her, and it would have been a better battle scene between those two, we would be saying something completely different.
Yeah.
Because that essentially worked. Yes, he is the guy that has all these powers, but he doesn't have the strength. He can grant you these wishes. He can get things out of manipulation off witches. Wishes, cool story, but he doesn't have the strength that... I guess he could have gotten the strength, but then if he would have gotten the strength, he wouldn't have been able to grant wishes. So he wouldn't have... He was thinking like a villain who just wants... the riches the easiest way possible, right? Mm-hmm. So he's not supposed to be a huge, powerful god villain like person. He's just more of a villain who wants to get ultimate power in the sense of controlling everything, not necessarily in strength. Mm-hmm. He would have his henchmen to do that, right? And his henchman in this case was Cheetah. Whip or Cheetah or whatever you want to call her. And I think that is maybe what ruined it for a lot of... Yes, you're the hype. I agree with you there. But that fight scene was ultimately completely pointless. It really didn't do anything. Yeah, it was just silly. I don't even, and I get why you made it an Apex to make it Cheetah so that the comic book fans could whatever have you, but they should have technically have done it differently, perhaps. I don't, if that scene wasn't, if that last battle scene was a bit different, a lot more people would be singing a different tune. Because I think he did remarkable.
No, his acting is fantastic. I'm not talking anything about the cast themselves. Like I was telling my cousin yesterday as well, because my cousin hated it. So I saw him, I don't mind the cast. Like him as the bad guy or her as the bad guy, the cheetah, I don't mind it. It's what the movie is telling them to do. At the end of the day, he grants wishes. That's what he is. He did the best acting he can do with that role within that script and within that's what the director wants, right? But like you said, the last scene, the cheetah, because bro, put anybody, you can electrocute anybody. Why does it have to be a cheetah? Why did she have to wear the costume? Do you understand what I'm trying to say?
Yeah. I
like you put octopus dude. I just made up a character. Yeah, so, put octopus dude, she takes him in the water, electrocutes him, we're done. Any character and she electrocutes him, halas, it's okay. Yeah, it's ça va marcher. You know, like it's nothing special.
I didn't like the whole, I don't know. They should have definitely redone that whole battle scene, because even how it was done with the whole thunderstorms and the electricity, it was silly. It was really silly. I get why they made her cheetah though, because she loves cats, right? You got that? She was, she had a lot of cats. She mentioned something that in the beginning or something like that. Like she was a crazy cat lady or something. There was something mentioned with her liking cats at one point. So that's how they connected that. Or she made a comment to Wonder Woman to Diana, whatever, Wonder Woman, about how cats are fierce predators or something.
Okay.
That's how they connected that. That I didn't mind at all. That was good. It's just, it was such a disappointing battle scene. I wasn't even a fan of the last battle scene between her and Ares either in the first one.
No,
it was okay, I guess, whatever. I just thought it was too much, a bit too much CGI for me. And I get it, it's a superhero movie, so whatever. Right. I know. I just thought it was a bit over extreme. It was all right, I guess. It wasn't as bad as Cheetah or anything like that there. But I just thought it was too much crazy CGI.
So I'm assuming you liked the war scene when she's fighting the Nazis and the bullets are coming at her better than the last scene with Ares.
Absolutely. But I like the ending better in 1984 in terms of when she's there giving that message to everybody and so on with the lasso tool to kind of save the world. I like that a bit better. Then the ending scene, because I wasn't really a fan of that whole battle scene, but I love the trenches part. I love her and Steve. Love that. I even love that in the second one. For me, there was more of a story, I guess, in the second one. It's just the problem with the first one is there needed to be a little bit more action.
I think
because that trench scene was awesome. But then it dragged. Both movies technically dragged a bit.
You want more action, less story, and development and setting?
No, not necessarily. I'm just saying it. Both movies dragged a bit in the sense that, aside from, I loved her when we see her at the island, that was great. When we see her at the trenches, that is awesome. Even when we see her going to see, I just didn't care for necessarily them going to see the general and so on. It was just a lot of filler for me. It's almost like the same thing with Mandalorian. You're probably thinking, oh, well, Justin doesn't like storytelling. That's not true. I just don't like a bunch of filler within my storytelling. It was almost kind of the same thing with the second one,
mm-hmm.
to an extent, because mm-hmm. the second one was longer than the first one.
Yes, I think so. It's like
2 hours and 30 minutes. The second one, don't really remember how long. I think the other one was just 2 hours.
Yeah.
So,
I think so too.
There was 6 minutes more. But I felt that the other one executed it kind of nicely. It's just the battle scene really messed it up for me. So with that, I will technically still say 1984 is a tad bit better. I don't know. I enjoyed the majority of it. It's just that battle scene was a mess up.
Mm-hmm.
And the CGI near the trucks was a bit weird to me. But I love the story of having that stone. Having that stone, because that stone in many other movies and ancient books and what we were told in school and so on was based off of people's greed. And this story definitely told the story of how greedy and vengeful people can be. And I really love that about the story, because that's what technically Wonder Woman is all about. Wonder Woman is not about Wonder Woman is not about to change how humans are, but rather to protect how they live. You know what I mean? If it's because it also shows how humans are all different and humans are bought by greed. Thus the monkey claws, it wasn't the monkey claws, but that's what they were referring to compare it. We see that also with Barbara, when Barbara gets the powers and she starts beating on that guy who's trying to harass her all the time.
Yeah.
Right. And she constantly kicks him and kicks him and kicks him. And that homeless guy that she always gives stuff to, he's like, hey, what are you doing? You know, and she's like, whatever, mind your own business. That was kind of showing you the comparison of what you should
change. About. The power changed there.
You know, you can't change how people are. Everything is good as it was. All these people wanted something different. Oh, I want I want our walls to be closed so that no one could come in. But by doing that, you caused a whole kerfuffle with a bunch of people not getting water and so on. The president wanted more missiles. Then you have 100 missiles randomly appearing. Well, that means you're going to start a war with Russia and so on and so forth. Like, I really liked that fact and that message through and through, showing how humans can be greedy and the psychological thing behind it, if you will. That's kind of my bag. So I really enjoyed that.
Copy that. Okay. Yeah. That part is true. It had a good layer to it. It had a good depth to it. Because it's not focused on it, and they try to spread the love everywhere and special effects and comedy and blah, 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 it gets lost in translation. It gets lost in the mix of things, you know?
Okay. I could see that. I could see what you mean by there. And I think, thankfully, they did put it at the end.
Yes.
Ultimately... However, am kind of wondering what happened with Lord, with Mando.
At the end?
He gets the son and then that's it?
He gets his son. He denounces his power or his wish. Everybody denounces their shit. And he gets his son and he tells him... I'm a loser and je ne sais pas quoi. And his son tells him, it doesn't matter. I love you anyways because you're my dad. And that's it.
Yeah, lame.
That's how they wanted to do that part with the story. Like, okay, you said it right away. It's lame. Yeah, because you didn't develop anything after that. Like with the wishes, I didn't get it. Did the son get the first one or the second one? Okay, then he goes back to his son.
So the son never got any of his wishes, technically. Because technically he was already turning... I'll have to relook. I feel like he said, I wish for your greatness, meaning I don't wish to become how you are, but I wish that you achieve your greatness, is how I took it. So
he
ultimately
wished for his dad to achieve his greatness.
Yes, that's how I took it, technically.
Correction. If you watch back that scene, he wished to have his dad's greatness.
Did he say have? I feel like he said, I wish for your greatness, Dad.
I wish for your greatness. So I want to have your greatness. It's not, I wish for you to have your greatness and you accomplish
it. Yeah, I think it's that way. I think it was supposed to be that way because he didn't get anything. How are you going to say, I wish to have your greatness, and then the son doesn't?
But the dad's reaction, Mando's reaction is like, no, no, no. You know, it's not like he wanted it. He was happy that his son is wishing him to be great. No.
The reason he was mad about that, I think, was because his son only gets one wish, right? So he didn't want his son to waste his wish that way.
On his dad, okay.
On his dad. Because his son can get whatever wish that he wants. He's like, no, 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 don't do it. And then, you know, because maybe he wanted his son to have his power. We don't know. He doesn't really go into that afterwards or something, you know? Yeah. So I don't know. They kind of, I guess they didn't care. But I took it as nothing happened because he was already greatness, right? He was already this powerful stone. So there's nothing.
See, that part is lame. See, now as you're explaining it to me and I'm hearing it, lame-o.
Very lame-o. Definitely not written properly. I agree with that. I certainly agree with that. I don't know. Now that I'm reviewing it, I guess it might be because I'm not invested into the DC universe to an extent as much as you are. Or I didn't really hear about this hype. I heard that Wonder Woman was coming out with a movie like last month. I wasn't part of all this hype about Wonder Woman coming. At all.
You never saw a commercial or something on IMDb?
I might have, but maybe I thought it was like a series that was coming out or something. I really didn't pay any attention to it. So to me, I heard it maybe like a month ago, Wonder Woman was coming out with a movie. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. And then I didn't even know there was a first Wonder Woman. I thought the other Wonder Woman, like the old school days. So, Ehebo, if you were going to rate this one.
One
out of what? 10 or 5?
Whichever. Doesn't matter.
Whichever. 1. Okay, and you would rate the first one how much?
7 out of 10.
Wow. So you really thoroughly enjoyed the first one a heck of a lot. Okay.
Yeah, fair. This one I'll give it like a 2 out of 10. If we're doing out of 10, 2 out of 10 and 7 out of 10 for the first one.
Okay, all right. Yeah, so in terms of that, I think I would have to go with the first one. I would have to say 7 on 10. And I technically like the second one just a bit more because it had a bit more pizzazz. Aside from that last fighting scene, I don't know anymore. Now that I just kind of went through it, I still feel there's certain things that might be a bit better. Yeah, okay, slightly better. So let's give it a 7.5, I guess. 7.5 on 10, just because at least this one had a signified bad guy, whereas I know the first one did as well, but I just felt like this one was more apparent. It was more clear to me. It's just Cheetah sucked as the henchman, if you will. And yeah, so that's my story. That's what I'm going with that. If you guys do have any opinions on the review, any opinions on Wonder Woman 1 or 1984, please do not hesitate to write your opinions below. And yeah, and we'll definitely have a conversation about it. And that is it. Until next time, ciao for now.